We're talking today with Michael Kais, who's a candidate for the city council in the city of Sebastopol. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, you've been a longtime council observer and city watcher in Sebastopol. What has prompted you to jump on the other side of the desk?
Well, I really like the city, and I like the direction that the current council has been moving in, and I'd like to see that continue.
Specifically, what areas do you want to really get involved with?
Well, the whole issue of sustainability. Two of the council people that are retiring were very pro-sustainability, and I'd like to continue that. I have some very specific ideas that will both help the economy and promote the sustainability within Sebastopol.
A couple ideas you want to share with us?
Sure. One is the county has a program that's just starting to do energy retrofits for homes. And there's funding through the Sonoma County Energy Independence Program, and right now there's a lot of contractors that need work. I think that this solves a number of issues: employment, reducing our greenhouse gases, saving the residents money in the long term. So I think it's one of those perfect solutions.
A lot of the other cities are wrestling with some pretty serious financial troubles. Sebastopol doesn't seem to be quite as strapped as some other places.
No, Sebastopol's actually doing pretty good. And I don't understand why somebody would want to run for city council in Santa Rosa. It seems brutal. We do need to be prudent. I know our property tax increment is dropping. I think our retail sales are holding, although they dropped a little bit. So we need to promote business, particularly in the short term. 5 years down the road doesn't help the budget next year. We need to find ways to help our local retail businesses sort of instantly.
Sebastopol and a couple of other cities like maybe Hillsburg seem to be enclaves where corporate America hasn't really taken hold, or the small town business environment has really been preserved. Has that been a conscious strategy?
I think it's something everybody likes, but as a strategy, there just isn't the market in Sebastopol for large corporations to come in and expect to have enough clientele. So it has to fall on smaller businesses to fill those niches.
Sebastopol is very widely characterized as a very green, very progressive kind of town. Often that's seen as an opposition to being supportive of business. Not so in Sebastopol?
I don't think that's true at all. I think that, the city council's budget is balanced, and a big chunk of that is through sales tax. They can't be that anti-business. I think maybe how it's being interpreted is that they're anti-uncontrolled growth.
Not a whole lot of places left in Sebastopol to grow, so I guess you have to be kind of careful with them.
That's not really up to the city council to decide. I mean, it's whatever people want to do with that meets the local zoning ordinance, they have that right. I mean, the city council needs to make sure that it doesn't have negative impacts on the city, and probably the greatest single problem the city has is traffic. And so whenever some development comes up, it needs to be weighed in view of traffic.
Michael Kais is a candidate for the city council in the city of Sebastopol. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.